This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It looks like Carl Thomas Dean, the husband of country music legend Dolly Parton, has passed away at the age of 82. Parton announced his death on social media, expressing gratitude for their 60-plus years of love. Mm. There's some life goals for you. He was a private man who avoided the spotlight. Dean supported Parton's career while managing real estate in their Nashville ranch. The couple married in 66 after meeting in Nashville in 64.
Wow. Is that the one Jolene tried to steal?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Jolene's written about him.
What did Jolene look like is
she
what I want to know,
because
Dolly
bank
Parton
teller.
Was a knockout.
Yeah, right.
She had red hair. Well, here's what we know about Jolene. She had red hair, fiery red hair. And she was a bank teller.
Oh.
And really? I didn't know this.
And Dolly called her out. Like the way that she was looking at Carl.
Oh, Carl Dean. Yep, stay away. That's sad.
And he toured with her, but would never, like, she always threatened, I'll bring Carl out here, but he won't come.
Yeah.
There's so many songs that I will sing along to, and I don't really think about the lyrics and the meaning behind the lyrics. Is that not so sad? I mean, there's songs that sound really cheery, and then you look at the lyrics, and you realize, oh, my gosh, that's about... Like pumped
cheating.
Up kicks,
steal my man.
A school that's shooting, or drugs, or in this case, a woman stealing her man. It's all kind of sad.
I don't think Jolene got away with it.
No, Jolene lost.
It looks like Jay-Z is suing an anonymous woman and her attorneys, alleging defamation, malicious prosecution, and extortion after she accused him of sexual assault in the since-dismissed lawsuit. The rapper's legal filing claims the woman admitted privately that he did not assault her, and that her lawyer, Tony Busby, pushed her to make false allegations for financial gain. This is a follow-up to a story we did a couple months ago where that lady was saying Jay-Z sexually assaulted her. He came back and...
So the court dismissed the case,
right.
And now he's countersuing her. Man, he's got
Correct.
Deep pockets. You got to... Mm-hmm. That's always
Good
dangerous.
Luck with that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Adrian Brody made history at the Oscars with a record-breaking 5-minute, 37-second acceptance speech after winning Best Actor at... For The Brutalist. He surpassed Greer Grayson. His was in 1943, previously thought to be the longest at 5 minutes 30 seconds. Despite being played off twice, Brody insisted on finishing, urging people to fight for what's right before wrapping up. So they tried to play him off twice and he didn't leave.
What happens in that case? They eventually come get you if he were to continue and they keep turning the music up and he doesn't go?
He didn't leave.
Don't they have just like a giant hook they could put
Don't
around
like,
him and drag him off
like
the stage?
Like a button you push and it's like a drop, something, the floor drops out from underneath you?
That'd be much more entertaining.
Yeah, it would be entertaining. I would
Sandman
support
comes
that.
Out with the broom.
The broom pushing you off. You think they would have just went to commercial?
They could have.
Cut them off.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
cut the mic.
Okay,
why couldn't they cut the mic?
They
certainly
that.
Could.
What year did they do that? And then Billy Joel came out there and just ripped him apart during that song.
Probably the Grammys. Mm.
Yeah. Because he's like, oh, I'm wasting your precious ad time. And just sat there.
The whole show's a waste. Go ahead.
Jimmy Johnson, Hall of Fame coach and longtime Fox Sports analyst, announced his retirement from broadcasting at the age of 81. Johnson, who won 2 Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys and a college national championship at Miami, spent 25 years with Fox across 2 stints.
Those were the days for Cowboy fans, right? Now all the cheerleaders look like Jimmy Johnson. From that era.
Wow.
It's been a while.
Wow.
I'm just saying. All my Cowboy fans keep hoping for another Super Bowl, but keeps getting further away.
And two quick ones. Seven-time Grammy Award-winning artist Alanis Morissette has announced her first ever Las Vegas residency. It's going to take place at the Coliseum in Caesar Palace from October 15th to November 2nd. So if you're out in Las Vegas and want to see Alanis, get your tickets.
Yeah. Maybe if I'm there seeing Sammy Hagar, I'll pick up a couple
He's
tickets for that.
He's only doing nine shows.
I know. I'm sure they're all sold out already, probably. Too late for me, Carl. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.